morning and welcome to Grace Chapel. We thank you for joining us today. Let us praise and worship the Lord. Praise the Lord. Dear Lord, we come before you and humble ourselves, Lord. And we ask that you open our hearts and open our minds, Lord, that we can receive your words, that we can receive your correction, and that we can receive understanding, Lord, so that we may do your work. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
With thanksgiving in my heart, I will enter his courts with praise.
the Lord. Hallelujah. I don't care what the devil's gonna do. Word and faith is my sword and shield. Jesus is the Lord of the way I feel. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I don't care what the devil's gonna do. Word and faith is my sword and shield. And Jesus is the Lord of the way I feel. Let yourselves in the Lord. Let yourselves in the Lord. He will give you the desires of your heart. Of your heart. Praise the name of Jesus. Glory to the Lamb of God. Praise the name of Jesus. Glory to the King. Delight yourselves in the Lord. Delight yourselves in the Lord. He will give you the desires of your heart. He will give you the desires of your heart. Praise the name of Jesus. Glory to the Lamb of God. Praise the name of Jesus. Glory to the King.
There is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus. There is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit of God. Who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit of God. Therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus. There is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus. Who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit of God. Who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit of God.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. I don't care what the devil's gonna do. Word and faith is my sword and shield. And Jesus is the Lord of the way I feel. Jesus is the Lord of the way I feel. Jesus is the Lord of the way I feel.
Well, good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
Good morning, Ann. Glad to see you. That's a good song. There is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit of God. Kind of leads into what I hope I will minister today. Hebrews chapter 6, verse 1. Therefore, leaving the principles of the doctrine of Christ, let us go on unto perfection, not laying again the foundation of repentance from dead works and of faith toward God. I read this the other day. You know, when I look at those in this body, not even going outside, and I don't mean just those here in Texas, but in those who partake of the fisherman ministry, consider themselves members of, I see that they really haven't fulfilled this. To digest the gospel of Jesus Christ is the foundation upon which we then can leave those doctrines, not leave them behind, because every day and every moment of the day, we stand because we have digested that gospel. But from that place, if that's the only place we're going to stay, and if we're going to hold on to that as though that and that itself is our salvation, we're not saved. And I don't mean to say that I'm not God. Let me put it that way. I have a mother that recently passed away. Her faith and her reconciliation to God required nothing more than the acknowledgement that she was a sinner and her acceptance of that blood. We are not in that same position. We come saying we are his servants. And I know for myself that having digested it to whatever degree I've digested it, I'm not my own judge, but I digest it every day. It's the only way I stand every day, is through that digested gospel of Jesus Christ. But in that, then, I am in a place where I must do the next thing. So what is the next thing, right? If you go back to Hebrews 5, I'll start with 5. So also Christ glorified not himself to be made an high priest, but he that said unto him, Thou art my son, today have I begotten thee, as he saith also in another place, Thou art a priest forever after the order of Melchizedek, who in the days of his flesh, speaking of Jesus, when he had offered up prayers and supplications with strong crying and tears unto him that was able to save him from death, and was heard in that he feared, though he were a son, yet learned he obedience by the things which he suffered. And being made perfect, he became the author of eternal salvation unto all them that obey him. I thought it was interesting that, you know, we all recognize that God and Jesus, when he walked on this earth, had perfect communication. But we don't understand that though Jesus was not born in sin like the rest of us, not being a child of Adam in the sense of Joseph being his father, his walk was what kept those lines of communication open. He obeyed at all times, something we don't do. But we have that grace, we have that blood, we have that gospel that makes up the difference and allows us to stand in a place of reconciliation if we will. It's a humble place to stand. It's not a humble place to sit. It's a humble place to stand. Most people sit in the gospel. He was heard in that he feared. He feared God, the Father. And in thinking about this, you know, the truth is Jesus understood perfectly the need and the end if he did not. He knew if he did not perform that which he was sent here to do, that all would be lost. He feared. So it, for me, asks the question, do we not understand what our end is if we do not likewise fear? Not to die on a cross for the salvation of the world, but to humble ourselves and walk in obedience to the gospel of Christ and those who have the rule over us. We cannot say we walk in obedience to the gospel of Jesus Christ. We cannot pretend to be humble if we don't obey those who have the rule over us. That's a gift of God. He says that if we can't love one who we can see, we cannot love him. This is a truth. He said it. Therefore, he gives us people whom we can see to do these things, which is then loving him. We have in this ministry an example of how this works that we do not take advantage of, or many don't. And that is when you look at Hebrews 13 and it says, verse 7, remember them which have the rule over you, who have spoken unto you the word of God, whose faith follow, considering the end of their conversation. And that end is Jesus Christ. That end is that entrance into heaven and that eternal life. God has given us Davy, and he's given us Steve. And the thing about Steve, if we will see it, is Steve walks in obedience to Davy, and he gives testimony of the fight to do so. He also gives testimony not with word but with action by standing steadfast even when he's chastened. Davy brought up this morning, because I was up in his cabin, when Jesus, in rebuking Peter, said, get thee behind me, Satan. Well, I have not heard those words spoken to Steve, but I've heard words that must have been just as hard to stand in having had them say. And he did. What a gift from God to have an example present with us of how to do this. And we know the fruit because it's visible. It's manifest. If we don't do likewise, like I said, we're not standing fast. We're not fighting a good fight. We can't have the confession then of overcoming by the blood of the Lamb. That's a fight. That's a choice. That's a place that God can accomplish in us, but not if we're convinced that we don't need it. Let us fear so that God will hear us too.
God, and hold me to your side, and I will love you to the end. Nothing will I fear as long as you are near. Please be near me to the end. Love.
Well, what Robin was saying and the verses she went over are truth. And it doesn't matter if Davey's the head over you, or if Steve's the head over you, or if Robin, or Ann, or Cheryl, or myself, or any other minister, maybe even if they're not in this ministry. You do not have to be a member of the fisherman ministry to gain salvation. There are people that are in this ministry who are not there yet. I'm not there yet. I wish I could say I was. That'd be cool, wouldn't it? Hey, I've got it. I know where I'm going. I got the ticket. If you're not working out your salvation with fear and trembling, then you're not going to attain it. You're going to think that the things you do, or the people you interact with, or the building that you go to worship in, is good enough. You're going to be the one who's going to say, well, I gave the guy on the corner who was begging $20. Or I took flowers to a sick lady that was in the hospital. Or I did any number of things. You notice what's the first word in all of those? I. If you go over to Matthew 7, verse 21. Not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven. Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name? And in thy name have cast out devils, and in thy name done many wondrous works. And then I will profess unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me, you worker of iniquity. That is not the words that I want to hear when I stand before the Lord. I don't believe any of us want to hear those words. He tells them that they received their reward already. How did they receive their reward? They did it for themselves. They did not do any of these things for the Lord. Iniquity. They did it out of pride to make themselves look good, or so that they could feel good about themselves. They did not do it for Jesus Christ. They did not do it out of love. So how do we fix it? How do we get to go where we want to be, where we can learn and grow? And on the day that we stand before Jesus, he says, enter in, good and faithful servant. Well, he just told us right at the beginning, but he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven. What's God's will for us? What did Jesus tell us to do? He told us to preach the gospel to every creature. Simple. Kind of like what Charlie said this morning, it's simple, but it's not easy. It's a hard thing when you're walking out in this world to go up to a stranger and tell them, Jesus loves you. And then tell them why. Mainly because the world has taught us that, and from watching others, has taught us that you don't always get the response that you want. Well, if you're looking for that response for somebody to think you're great and wonderful and that you're doing something good, then you're looking in the wrong place and you're doing it for the wrong reasons. You have to do it anyway. It is the commission. It is the one job that Jesus specifically gave each and every one of us. Now, anytime that you do that, it's also going to bring up, for those who receive it, it's going to bring up other questions. They're going to have other things in their life that are going on, and they're going to want to know, what answers from the Bible can they find? Are you prepared? Have you studied the Word of God? So that if they're saying they have an issue or a problem after you've given them the gospel and they accept it and they come to you and say, hey, I've got this going on. What do I do? Do you know what scripture you can point them to? Do you have a Bible handy where you can say, well, let's look it up real quick? For years, I ran around, and in my truck, I always had a Bible. It was always right there. Of course, back then, I was a little bit led astray because the Bible I had was an NIV, New International Version, that'll lead you straight to hell. My prayer is that those people that I use the NIV when I talk to them, that the Holy Spirit made my words true, corrected my mistakes in their mind. But do I know it for sure? Nope. But I can rely on Jesus Christ and the Holy Spirit to ensure that they received the words that they needed to hopefully bring them to a place where they decide to follow Jesus Christ, to learn about Him, and to walk in His ways. It isn't difficult. It isn't hard. We make it harder than it'll ever be. There again, we. I can make it harder than it ever is. I can find reasons not to do it. I can find excuses. And then when I'm asked about it, I can justify myself. Why? Because I don't want to feel bad about myself. Because I didn't do what I was supposed to do. Or I didn't do it for the reasons that I was supposed to do them for. It's not hard. God has set up a chain of command with Lord Jesus as the head. He has put apostles and prophets and evangelists and preachers and teachers, pastors and teachers around, who, if you ask, if you go to, if you seek and search and pray the Lord, He will lead you to those people that are His. And His people will give you the true gospel. They will give you exactly what the Word says, because they're the people who have taken the commission, who have read and studied the Word, who believe in what Jesus has said and taught. It's a choice. Do you want to take it? Do you want to work towards going to heaven? Do the will of Lord Jesus Christ. Take up the commission. Study His Word. Show His love and walk with Him.
Good morning. Good afternoon to some of those listening on the internet, or evening, or whatever it may be. Robin read out of Hebrews 13 and 7. Remember them that have the rule over you, have spoken unto you the word of God, whose faith follow, considering the end of their conversation. I want you to look at the next verse. Jesus Christ, the same yesterday and today and forever. When did verse 7 change? If you go to verse 7's sister verse, which is verse 17, says, obey them that have the rule over you, and submit yourselves, for they watch for your souls, as they that must give account, that they may do it with joy and not with grief, for that is unprofitable for you. When did that change? It hasn't. I cannot tell you how many times through the years that I have been given something of the Lord to share with someone, and their response would be, well, I'll have to go pray and ask God about that. Sounds reasonable. Sounds simple. It's always good to pray about stuff. But they don't realize, out of their mouth, they're saying something. They're bypassing the mediator. You don't get to God except through Jesus Christ. So not only are they bypassing the messenger God sends, they're bypassing the blood and the one who gave the blood, thinking they can go direct. Christ has not changed. God has not changed. Bob earlier was speaking out of Matthew 7, 6 or 7, 7, about those who do the will of the Father, and what he said was right. He was true. He gave us that commission. But before you can even do the commission, you got to do the simpler things. Simpler things: love God with all your heart, your mind, your strength, your soul. Love your neighbor as yourself. How can you obey God if you don't love God? Amen?
Amen.
Jesus said, if you love me, keep my commandments. I used to make my children mad. Ricky, if you love me, do what I say. I'd love to try that on Bob once in a while and see what happens. I said it to my wife one time. She stuck her tongue out at me. If you love me, keep my commandments. Now I'm going to read verse 8. Again. Jesus Christ the same yesterday and today and forever. He's never changed. His words have never changed. His commandments have never changed. And what he wants of you and me has never changed. And now, let's go to verse 9. Be not carried away with divers and strange doctrines. You know, when you become a Christian and you start following after the Lord through the gospel, because you come become a Christian through the gospel, you're going to meet people. They're going to come up with all kinds of strange things. You know, God gave us a revelation of his secret name. There's that group. It's just too much to even talk about. But in the next part, for it is a good thing that the heart be established with grace. If your heart is not established with grace, you're going to be like a chicken feather caught in a windstorm. You're going to go whichever way the wind blows you. You'll have no anchor. Jesus talked about the man who built his house on a rock versus the man who built his house on the sand. And he referred to himself as the rock. And the revelation that Peter received from God that Jesus is the Christ. Jesus is the rock. And that grace comes through Jesus. Not through anything else. It doesn't come from the law. It doesn't come from your church denomination. It doesn't come from your church building. We call ourselves a Fisherman Ministries. 1974, that's the name the Lord gave us to use. But the Fisherman Ministries is not the rock. The First Baptist is not the rock. Pentecostal Holiness, Church of God, Church of God of Prophecy, Assemblies of God, Seventh-day Adventists, the name, you just keep going with them, it doesn't matter. They're not the rock. Jesus is the rock.
Amen.
And grace comes through Jesus. You can't receive it lest you love him. When your heart is established with grace, then you're not worried about what meats you eat, or what you drink, or what you wear, or what anybody else wears. See, I don't care that Marge dresses like a guy, and I don't care that Corey dresses like a girl. I'm just kidding, folks, they really don't. You never, that stuff just doesn't matter. What matters is Do they love the Lord? Do they walk in that love? That agape love. That's what matters. And if you're going to make it through and be one of those whom Jesus says, welcome, a good and faithful servant, then your heart has to be established in grace. And let me share this one last thing. You cannot have your heart established in grace if it is full of fear. Fear destroys faith. And it takes faith to have your heart established in grace. And you let fears enter into your heart about what might be or what can be or even what is. Grace is weakened and even broken. So remember, God does not give us a spirit of fear, but of love, power, and a sound mind. And he gives us those things so that our hearts can be established in grace. That's where we receive our righteousness, not in the law. It's been done away with, but in Jesus Christ. I'm done.
Ready, Karen? Okay.
Build your house on a rock. Build your house on a rock. Build your house on a rock and it shall stand. There's no power on this earth that can stand against God's word. Build your house on a rock and it shall stand. Build your life on the Lord. Build your life on the Lord. Build your life on the Lord and it shall stand. There's no power on this earth that can stand against God's word. Build your life on the Lord and it shall stand. Build your house on the rock. Build your house on the rock. Build your house on the rock and it shall stand. There's no power on this earth that can stand against God's word. Build your house on the rock and it shall stand.
Praise the Lord. Give the Lord a cheer.
Joy in the Lord, there is love in the Spirit, there's hope in the knowledge of Him. There's a fountain that flows like a river from heaven, abounding in love to my soul. All blessing and honor.
wisdom and strength. Be the Lord in this place. Let our glory be given to Him. There is joy in the Lord. There is love in the Spirit. There's hope in the knowledge of Him. There's a fountain that flows like a river from heaven, abounding in love to my soul. Abounding in love to my soul. Great is the Lord, greatly to be praised in the city of our God, in the mountain of His holiness. Beautiful for situation, for joy of the whole earth. His Mount Zion on the side of the north, the city of the great King. Great is the Lord. Mountain of His holiness, beautiful for situation, for joy of the whole earth. His Mount Zion on the side of the north, the city of the great King. Wonderful, wonderful, Jesus is to me. Counselor, Prince of Peace, Mighty God is He. Saving me, keeping me from all sin and shame. Wonderful is my Redeemer, praise His name. Wonderful, wonderful, Jesus is to me. Counselor, Prince of Peace, Mighty God is He. Saving me, keeping me from all sin and shame. Wonderful is my Redeemer, praise His name. From the rising of the sun to the going down of the same, my Lord's name is to be praised. From the rising of the sun to the going down of the same, my Lord's name is to be praised. Praise ye the Lord. Praise all you servants of the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. From this time forth and
the name of the Lord. Blessed be thy name.
Praise you, Lord Jesus, and thank you for coming and joining us today. Dear Lord, we just thank you for your word. We thank you for walking with us, Lord. We thank you for being there for us. Praise you, Lord Jesus. And we love you. In Jesus' name, amen.